All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up today, bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis. Bana Bayis Chadosh V'Kana Kelim Chadoshim. If a person builds a new home or acquires new kelim, so the Gemara said that the bracha is Shechiyanu. So the Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Huna Lo Shana Ella She'in Lo Kiyotzi Ben. So Rav Huna said that's good morning. Rav Huna said that's only true if you don't have kelim like this already. Aval Yesh Lo Kiyotzi Ben. But if you have kelim like the ones you just bought, Ein Tzarach Lebarech. There is no need to go ahead and make a bracha. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Yesh Lo Kiyotzi Ben Tzarach Lebarech. So Rabbi said, took a look at the last Rashi in the daf for just a moment. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Yesh Lo Kiyotzi Ben Mirusha. So Rabbi Yochanan says like this. So the machlokes of Yochanan Rav Huna is the following: that what is it that is goring? What is it that causes the bracha of Shechiyanu? Is it just simply having something new, or is it the simcha associated with the purchase? The nafkamina will be: what happens if you already have such an item like this as well? Meaning, let's say I have a car. But let's say the car, like Rashi points out, I got from Yerusha. I inherited it from someone. But now I go ahead and I buy a second car. So says Rav Huna, you would not go ahead and make a Shechiyanu on that second car. He says, Lo shanu ela she'in lo kiyotze ba'en, ava yesh lo kiyotze ba'en tzarech levarech. If you already have something like it, you don't make a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan holds no, that if the way you have the first item is because it was nafla lo b'yerusha, you just have it, but you've never actually bought the item, then in achinami, the first time you buy the item, there is a simcha that is associated with that, and therefore you would make a Shechiyanu. Top of Sanach. Nichlal, the inference from this is, d'chikana b'chazer v'kana divrei ha'kol in tzarech levarech. The Rabbi said, the inference that we can make from this machlokes is that everyone agrees that in a situation where you've already bought this type of item once, and now you're buying it a second time, that everyone agrees that you would not make a Shechiyanu under those circumstances. Because it appears that the point of contention between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan is only when you already possess it, let's say through Yerusha, now you're buying a second item. So Rav Huna says no Shechiyanu, Rabbi Yochanan says yes Shechiyanu, which again the Gemara says we could infer from this is that if you bought the item the first time, and now you're buying the same item a second time, that everyone agreed there's no real simcha associated with that purchase, and therefore no Shechiyanu. The Ikad Amri, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu Ela Shalokana V'Chazer V'Kana. So another version of this, says the Gemara. Others say that Rav Huna says that we only understood this halacha, Shalokana V'Chazer V'Kana, when you didn't buy it and bought it a second time. Ava Chazer Kana V'Chazer V'Kana, In Tzarech Levarich. But Rav Huna says that if you bought the item the first time, and you went ahead and you bought the item the second time, that you would not make a bracha. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu kana v'chazar v'kana. Top of Samech, 60a, four lines down. Rabbi Yochanan amra afilu kana v'chazar v'kana. But Rabbi Yochanan says that even if you bought the item the first time, and then what? You bought even an identical item the second time, tzarech levarich, that you would have to make a bracha of Shechiyanu. So we'll say there's a different version. Mechlal, d'chi yeshlo v'kana, divrei ha'kol tzarech levarech. Now, according to this version, the inference that we would come to is that if you went ahead and let's say you owned the item through Yerusha, and then you went back and you bought it again, that everyone would agree, or you bought it a second time, that everyone would agree that halacha l'maisa, you have to make the bracha. So the Gemara says, meisvei. So what's... Oh, thank you. Thank you. Our shiur today, thank you very much, Alan. Our shiur today is dedicated by the Liebtag and Middleman families for the yahrzeit of Gitti and Devorah's father, Aaron Liebtag, Aaron ben Shmuel HaKohen. We hope that in the merits of our Talmud Torah's and Shema has an aliyah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So the Gemara is like this. So Meisvei. Bana bayis chadosh ve'in lo kiyotzibo. So Rabbi say these are the two conflicting versions of this machlokes Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. In the first version, the result, the inference that we make is that everyone would agree that if you own the item the first time, let's say through Yerusha, and then you bought it, dechikana v'chazer v'kana, that if you bought it the first time and then bought it the second time, everyone agrees that you would not make a bracha. According to the second version, the inference that we make is dechiyeshlo, that if you owned it, let's say through Yerusha, and then you bought it a second item, that everyone would agree you would have to make a bracha. So the Gemara says, Nesve. Bana bayis chadash ve'ein lo kiyotze lo. If you went ahead and you bought a home, and you don't have a home like this, or kana kelim chadash ve'ein lo kiyotze b'hem, or you bought new kelim and you don't have kelim like this, the halacha is tzarek levar. You have to make a shechiyano. Yesh lo kiyotze b'hem, but if you have kelim like this already, or a house like this already, then ain't tzarek levar dira meir. A meir holds, then halacha l'maisa, if you already have a like item, then you don't have to make a bracha when you purchase it. The new one. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ben kachu, ben kach tzarek levarich. Rabbi Yehuda says, either way, you have to make a bracha. So the Gemara says, Bishlama lishna kama, drafuna kareb meir, Rabbi Yochanan kareb Yehuda. So according to the first version, this lines up very beautifully. Because according to this first version, then, Rafuna will say like Reb Meir, and Rabbi Yochanan will say like Rabbi Yehuda. Ela lishna basra, but according to the second version of the Machlokes, Bishlama Rafuna kareb Yehuda. So Rafuna aligns it with Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Yochanan de Amar Kiman. But whose opinion does Rabbi Yochanan reflect it or align with? Lo kareb Meir, velo kareb Yehuda. To which the Gemara says, "Amar lach Rabbi Yochanan, who adin de Rabbi Yehuda kana v'chazer v'kana nami tzarech levarich." In reality, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if you bought the item and then bought the same item a second time, that you would have to go ahead and make the bracha, make a shechiyanu. V'hodikam maflig b'yeshlo v'kana, and the reason why the Braisa sets up the dispute as a case of where, let's say, you have the first item through Yerusha, and then you only went back and bought it the second time. Lehodiacha kochod de Rav Meir. This is to teach us the strength of the position of Rav Meir, because Rav Meir holds that afilu kana v'yeshlo ein tzarech levarich. Because Rav Meir holds that if halacha lemaisa you own the item, let's say through Yerusha, and then you bought the second item, that halacha lemaisa you now have to make a shechiyanu. V'chol shekein kana v'chazer v'kana de ein tzarech levarich. And if Rav Meir holds, Rav Osai, that if, let's say, you owned the first item through Yerusha and bought the second item, that you have to make a shechiyanu, all the more so what? That kana v'chazer v'kana. If you bought the item and then once again bought the second item, that you wouldn't have to go to make a shechiyanu. So the Gemara says, but 1 second. V'liflog v'kana v'chazer v'kana dein tzarech levarich l'ulo l'ho di'acha kochod Rav Yehuda. But why don't you go ahead and say the opposite? Then why don't you frame the machlokis as a case of where you bought the first item, you bought the second item, and yet Rabbi Yochanan will still hold that what? That you still have to make a shechiyanu, to which the Gemara says, koach de'etera adif. Because in general, whenever we have an opportunity to illustrate a halacha, we would always rather illustrate it in the realm of heter, in a permissive ruling. Now, interesting enough, it's going to sound strange, but the permissive ruling in this case is the position of Rav Meir, who does not make you recite the bracha. That's the permissive ruling. You would have thought the permissive ruling is allowing you to recite the bracha. It's not true. Really, telling you have to recite the bracha is actually the chumrah. Telling you that you don't have to recite the bracha is the kula, is the heter. Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? So we paskin that kana afilu kana v'chazer v'kana mevarek shechiyanu. That even if you've bought the same item multiple times, like for example, I buy a suit, I bought a suit for Rosh Hashanah, and let's say I love the suit so much that mamash, I'm going to buy the same exact suit for Hanukkah, and the same exact suit for Pesach. So halacha lemaisa, even though I'm buying the same exact item over and over again, every individual purchase gets its own shechiyanu. That's how we paskin. Yafilu kana v'chazer v'kana. All the more so, of course, is if you just own the item. So for us, it doesn't really make a difference how you actually got ownership of the item. Whether you got the first item through Yerusha or through Yibora, it doesn't matter. Every purchase, by definition, is considered to be an occasion for simcha, and therefore every individual purchase will get its own shechiyanu. Says the Gemara. Mevarech al aron. Thank you. Second verse is yours. Okay. So says the Gemara. So we'll say, if you remember again, the Gemara said that you go ahead, the Mishnah said that you make a bracha on the ra'ah me'in hatova, that you make a bracha on bad things, even if those bad things ultimately become good. You still make a dayan ha'emes on them. So Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case? Kegon de shakol bitka ba'are. An interesting case of, let's say, where your land becomes flooded. Your land becomes flooded. Afalgav de tovahi ledidei, de maska ara sirton, v'shivcha. See, ultimately, the flooding of the land is actually good. Why? Because over time now, what's going to end up happening is sediment has been deposited on the field, and it actually will serve as a fertilizer. So, ultimately, there will be a net benefit to the field. However, v'hashta miyarahi. Now, it's bad. Why? Because the assumption is your crop has just been destroyed. So the Gemara says, even excuse me, even though there'll be an ultimate good from this, because right now there's a ra'ah, the bracha that's made is dayan ha'emes. Va'ala tova mein ha'ra'ah. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says the opposite case also, that if you have a situation of that which was good right now, but will result in something negative, so make a bracha va'tova ha'meitiv. Heichi dami, what's the case? Kigon da'ashkach mitziyah. The case over here is, let's say, where you find a lost object. Afagav derohi lididei, dishama b'malka shokia leminei. Now, why is this bad? Because if the king finds out about it, what's going to happen? The king is going to seize it from you. Now, the truth is, once the king is dipping into your possessions, he's not just going to take what it is that you found. It's quite possible he may seize other property as well. So at the end of the day, this could actually prove to be an incredible liability. However, hashtamia tovahi. Such a profound lesson in life. Right now, it's good. Right now, it's good. Right now, something good happened to you. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, which is good. Something bad may come from it afterwards. It's like what we spoke a little bit about on Shabbos Shuvah. That came, well, we're not going to get back. So the Gemara, we have to finish this. So the Gemara says, Haisa ishto mi'ubaris v'amri yirato shetelev harizat tefillah shav. So the Mishnah said, if one's wife was pregnant, and a person davins and says, let it be a boy, this is tefillah shav, this is a prayer in vain. So the Gemara says, v'lo mahani rachami, is that true? That it doesn't work to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for divine assistance, for divine compassion for this? Nasiv Rav Yosef, V'achar yalda bas v'tikra eshma Dina. And afterwards, she gave birth to a daughter, Leah Imenu, and she called her name Dina. So the Gemara says, my v'achar, what do you mean v'achar and afterwards? Amarav, la'achar shedona Leah din ba'atzma. After Leah went ahead and literally adjudicated the matter for herself. After Leah did a little bit of cheshvan nevesh. What was the cheshvan nevesh? V'amra. There are 12 tribes that will come from Yaakov Avinu, meaning Yaakov and the Imos knew b'nevuah that there were going to be 12 tribes. So Leah does the math. There are going to be 12 tribes. Yotza shisha yotza mimeni. Yotza mimeni. She said, I already have 6 sons. V'arba min ashvachos. And each of the 2 maidservants, Bila and Zilpah, each have 2 boys. Hari asora. Im ze zocher lo teachosi rachel ka'achas hashvachos. Such a beautiful Gemara. So Leah Imenu says that what? That if I have a boy now, that means I'll have 7 boys. The shvachos already have 4 between the 2. That's only going to leave 1 boy to be born. That means my sister Rachel won't even be as important as the shvachos. Jose, you have to appreciate the godless of this. This is despite the fact that Leah Imenu knew this was her opportunity to become Mamish, the real dominant wife. Right? And remember, Torah says that Leah felt snua, she felt hated because she wasn't actually hated, but she felt hated. But she realized that her husband loved Rachel. This was her opportunity to mamish take the dominant position. She would not do it. Miad nev chalabas. She davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the child in utero turned to a girl. Shana emar, that tikra eshma Dina. She called her name Dina. So the Gemara understands that Dina comes from Lashon Din. That Leah judged herself. She judged the matter herself and realized it's not right. So why is the Gemara bringing this up? The Gemara is saying, you see from here that what? That you can't change the gender of the child through tefillah. To which the Gemara says, no. In maskira maisa nisin. Very nice, beautiful. That this is the exception, not the rule. We're telling you what the rule is. V'ibay, same with the other possibilities, is very interesting. Maisa Leah besoch arboim yom hava. It could be that when Leah davened, she davened within 40 days of the pregnancy. Kidisanya, because the Gemara says, Shloshi gamim harishonim yivakish adam rachamim shelo yasriach. For the first 3 days after Tashmish, after relations, so the tefillah is, a person has to daven, that the zera, the seed, should not putrefy. Apparently in the eyes of Chazal, so the zera has the ability to impregnate for up to three days after Bia. So for the first 3 days, a person has to daven that the zera should not putrefy. V'shlosha v'adar boy, from 3 days until 40 days, meaning assuming that pregnancy occurred, yivakei shrachmim sheyehei zachar. So that in the first 40 days, you could daven for the gender of the child. So the Gemara says you can ask for divine, it's actually how it says, you could ask for compassion, that it should be a boy. Right? So, okay, you ask for compassion, that it should be a boy. Arboim v'ad shlosha chadoshim, from 40 days until 3 months. Yevaki Shrachamim Shelo Yehei Sandal. You ask for divine compassion that it shouldn't be a sandal. So we'll say Meretz Hashem in about 7 years and seven years and two months. When we get to Nida, so we'll see this idea of sandal literally means that the fetus shouldn't be like a shoe. What does that mean? It's speaking about the idea that it shouldn't be a miscarriage, right? That it shouldn't be a deformed child. The sandal represents this idea where it's a piece of flesh, but it's not a living, viable entity. Mishlosha chadashim at shisha, from 3 months to 6 months, yivaki shachim shloi hei nefel. So a person should daven that the woman shouldn't miscarry. Mishisha va'ad tisha, from 6 months to 9 months, yivaki shachim shiyetze b'shalom. So already at 6 months, so we would daven that all should happen b'shat tov u'mitzlachos. The woman should give birth at the right time. Umi mahani rachami. But the Gemara says, but really, is any of this subject to rachamim? V'ha'am rav yitzchok b'reid ravami. Ish mazria tchila yoledes nekeva. Isha mazra'as tchila yoledes zohar. But Rabbi Yitzchok said, name Rav Ami, that the gender of the child is determined by literally who emits the zera first. If the isha emits the zera first, then it's a girl. If the isha emits zera first, then it's a boy. Shina emar, isha ki tazria v'yolda zohar. So the Gemara calls the pasuk that if the woman emits seed first, then by definition it becomes a boy. Hachav mayaskinon kegon shezriu shnehem bevas achos. So what does the Gemara say? What's the case? The case is where they're mazria at the same time. The Rabbis say what exactly this mazria means. Whether it means just simple climax, or whether it means perhaps on a deep level that Chazal had a different understanding anatomically what happens with a woman during bia, subject to dispute among the mafarshim. Okay, but the point of your Rabbis say the Gemara is making is that halacha lemaisa, just the way to frame the Mishnah is when it says that you can't say yirato shetelet ishti zohar, the pashup shot is it's referring after 40 days. And after 40 days already, one's not supposed to daven for the gender of the child. Hayu baba derech. If someone was traveling on the road. So the Gemara says like this. So the Mishnah spoke about the idea that there were certain tefillos that you recite when you're traveling. Tanu Rabbanan. Ma'asa behilal hazakin shehayu baba derech. There was once, I'm sorry, so this the Mishnah was talking about that if you were traveling on the road, and Shama called Savcha Be'ir, and you heard cries emanating from the city, so you're not supposed to say yiratzon, that these cries shouldn't be from my house. Why? Because that's a tefillah shab. The event, whatever happened. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, ma'asa behilal hazakin shehayu baba derech. There's an episode with Hillel HaZakin, who was traveling on the road, b'shama called Savcha Be'ir, and he heard cries coming from the city. Amar, muftach ani she'ein ze b'soch beisi. So Hillel said, I'm positive that this is not from my home. So the Gemara is amazing. Va'alav akasim omer, mishmua ra'a lo yira nachon libo batuach ba'ashem. So amazing, he quotes the pasuk over here from Tehillim. Mishmua ra'a lo yira, from bad tidings he shall not have to fear. Nachon libo, his heart is right, batuach ba'ashem, he trusts in God. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is quoting the pasuk of Hillel. That Hillel managed, his heart was so good with God that he understood it's not from me, it's not from my home. Amar Rava, kol hechi didarashta lahaikra mereisha lesefe umidrash mesefe lereisha medrash. So Rava says this is one of these interesting psukim that you could darshan it either from beginning to end or from end to beginning, and you get the same exact message. Mereisha lesefe, if you darshan the pasuk from beginning to end. Midrash, it works. Why? How does the pasuk darshan? Mishmua ra lo yira, he does not have to be fearful from any kind of negative tidings. Why? Matam nochon libo batuach b'ashem. Mesefa l'risha midrash, but you can also darshan the pasuk backwards. It's amazing. What are they called when you can read the word backwards and forwards? A palindrome.
But palindrome is the word, not the.
I don't need Rashi on it. I'm just saying this idea where you could read it back. So the Gemara is just saying the pasuk, you could read it backwards and forwards. Okay. So the Gemara says, let me say for the Reisha Madrash, you could also dashen it backwards towards right, even though Inachinami, right? It doesn't read the same way, of course, backwards, but the idea is the message is the same backwards as well. So the Gemara says, Nachon Libo. Nachol nibon, batuach ba'ashem. If a person is good with God, mishmur ra lo yirei. You don't have to worry about any kind of negative tidings. Fine.
Rabbi, it points out that it's not that you won't hear negative.
No, you don't have to worry about it.
You won't worry about it.
Correct. You don't have to worry about it. Pahu Talmidah Dehava Ka'azel Basrei Rabbi Yishmael B'Rabbi Yossi. There was a Talmud who was following behind Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi B'Shukah D'Tzion, in the Shuk of Tzion. Chazyeh Dekam Mafchid. He saw that, so what happened? So Rabbi Yishmael saw that the student was afraid. He was just generally fearful. Amarle, Chata'at. You're clearly a sinner. You're clearly a sinner. Dechsev, Pachadu B'Tzion Chatoim. Pachadu B'Tzion Chatoim. That he's darshaning it. Pachadu B'Tzion really Chotim. Right? That those who go ahead and sin will be scared in Tzion. Amarle, Vahaksev, Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid. I said, the Talmud said to Rabbi Yishmael, what about the pasuk that says, praiseworthy is the man who is constantly afraid? To which Rabbi Yishmael says, Hahu b'divrei Torah. That refers to words of Torah. So Rashi points out over here, what's the fear when it comes to Torah? Fear that you're going to forget your Torah. But if you see that a person's a pacht and generally fearful, Rabbi Yishmael says that's the sign that they know deep down they have a lot to be fearful of, which is generally a manifestation of personal sin. So the Gemara says the following. Yehuda ben Nasan hava shakil va'azir basrei Rav Hamnuna. So Yehuda ben Nasan was walking behind Rav Hamnuna, isnach, and he sighed. He sighed. It's Yehuda ben Bar Nasan sighed. Amarle yisurim boim hahu gavra la'asui anafshe. So Rav Hamnuna said, do you want to bring suffering upon yourself? Dichsev, because over here now he quotes the pasuk from Eov, ki pachad pacharati. So Eov literally says, I was fearful, and I sighed. I sighed, right? And that which I feared came upon me. So it's almost like sighing as a sign of despair is almost, the Gemara says, like inviting Yisurin upon yourself. But Yehuda bar Nasan said, what about the passage from Dilma that says, praiseworthy is the individual who is always fearful? The fear that David HaMelech is talking about is the fear of forgetting your Torah. That's a fear that a person should always live with. But a general fear in life is a sign either, according to Rabbi Shmuel, of sin, that a person is a sinner, or according to Rav Hamnuna, of inviting Yisurin upon oneself. Hanichnas lekrach. Someone enters a city. So the Mishnah pointed out that when you enter a city, there's a specific tefillah that you say when you enter. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Bichnisaso Mahu Omer. When you enter into the city, what do you say? What's that tefillah? Yiratza Mofanecha Hashem Elokai, Shetachniseni Lekrach Ze L'Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should enter me into the city in Shalom. Nichnas, once you enter, Omer, Moda Ani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai, Shehichnastani Lekrach Ze L'Shalom. So once you enter, you say, thank you, Hashem, for allowing me to enter B'Shalom. B'Kesh Latzeis, when you're ready to leave, Omer, Yiratzal Mofanecha Hashem Elokai Ve'lokei Avosai, Shetotzi'ini Mikrach Zeh L'Shalom. Hashem, please allow me to leave the city in peace. Yotza, once you actually leave, Omer, Moda Ani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai, Shehotzeisani Mikrach Zeh L'Shalom. U'Kashim Shehotzeisani L'Shalom, Kach Tolichini L'Shalom, V'Tismichini. So once he leaves, he says, thank you, Hashem, for taking me out of the city, and the same way that you took me out of the city. Kach Tolichini L'Shalom. Guide me, allow me to walk the rest of my journey in Shalom. V'Tismichini L'Shalom, support me with peace. V'Tatzidini L'Shalom, and arrange my steps in peace. V'Tatzidini Mikaf Kol Oyev V'Orev Baderech, and save me from any kind of enemies or negative forces on the road. So we'll say, this seems to be like a hybrid tefillah of leaving the city plus a tefillah saderech. Amar Rav Masna, Lo Shano Ela Bekrach She'in Danin V'Hargin. So Rav Masna said, when do you have to say this tefillah when entering and leaving a city? This is only a city, apparently without like a judicial system, without a legal system, where they don't execute people. So because then there's a fear that what? That if you walk into the city, it's lawless. And if it's lawless, who knows what's going to happen? Aval Bekrach She'danin V'Hargin Les Lan Ba. But if you're going into a city, where what? Where halacha lemaisa, there is a judicial system, all right? And therefore, if people act up, there will be repercussions, so you don't have to worry about this tefillah. Ike da'amri, others say, Amar Rav Masna, afilo bekrach, shedanin vahargin bo, zinnin delo misramile inish diyalif lezechusa. Others say that, no, according to Rav Masna, you have to go ahead and say this tefillah, even if you're entering into a city that has a judicial system. Why? Because what could happen? Sometimes people get implicated wrongfully, right? Sometimes people get accused when they're not really guilty, and what's going to happen? Because no one knows you, there may be no one to come forward to advocate on your behalf. Therefore, you should still say the Yiratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow your entry and your exit from the city to be in peace. Tanu Rabbanan, HaNichnas LaBeis HaMerchatz, if somebody enters into the bathhouse, what happens? He should say, Omer, Yiratzon Lofanecha Hashem Elokai, Shetatzileini Mizeh. God, save me from this. Save me from this. Okay. So the Gemara says, Umikiyotzei bo, and anything like this, Va'al Ye'ara bi Davar Kilkala Va'avon. And don't allow, at this point in time, don't allow any of my sins. Don't allow anything negative to happen to me. And also, don't think about any of my wrongdoings. The idea is, when a person is in a situation of sakana, that's when the Beis Din Shalmala often examines their misdeeds. And if it turns out that for some reason I'm culpable, right, if you find some kind of shortcoming, iniquity, or sin within me, let my death be an atonement for all of my sins. And I will say, why are they saying this when they walk into the bathhouse? So interestingly enough, the Gemara says first of all, you could think because of Shadim. The Gemara actually understands that it's for a much more practical idea, that the way the bathhouse used to work was, a bathhouse was made over a pit, right? And there'd be fire, water, all this. So bathhouses were sometimes prone to collapse. So a person ultimately went into the bathhouse, there was a certain element of sakana associated with it. So before you went to this bathhouse, you said essentially, got tefillah saderech to the bathhouse. Let me be okay. I'm sorry. Well, again, because the mamash is a real sakana. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, no. Lo lema ineshachi, de lo liftach pume lesatam. So Abaye says, are you crazy? Don't say this kind of stuff. Because I'm saying this kind of stuff, he's out there takhtala sultan, right? Don't go ahead and bring up all of the potential negative things that could happen. Domrei Shlakish Kintaram Shay Rabbi Yossi, the Olam al Yiftach Adam Pivla Satan. And we'll say, you can understand this concept in a couple of different ways. The idea could be, on a literal level, that don't bring up the negative things that can happen, because the truth is, then it forces the Beit Din Shalmala to look at your deeds and to see whether or not you're really worthy of going ahead and making it through this particularly difficult situation. I often thought it's a different chav, which is al tiftach pe lesatan, is a psychological idea. That if a person is always contemplating all the negative things that could happen, right? If you're contemplating all the ways you could die in any given situation, the truth is, it'll come to a point where a person is paralyzed for any kind of activity. Because the truth is, everything we do in life is for you. When you walk into the shower, you could slip, right, and hit your head against the shower and chas v'shalom die. I'm sure it happens. It could very well happen, right? When you cross the street, you get hit by a car. And when you get behind it, so after Tachbala Sata means, if you go ahead and you contemplate every single thing that can go wrong in every single life situation, you're going to be paralyzed from engaging in any kind of life activity. So therefore, Abaye this case says, you shouldn't say this tefillah. So the Gemara says, Amar Yishlakish, okay, fine. So Amar Rav Yosef, Maikra, what's the pasuk that supports this idea of al tiftach pelas satan? So the chsiv, this is actually, but we actually had this before. So the pasuk in Yeshayah says the following: Kim at kistom hayinu la amora diminu. So the Navi says, speaking of the Jewish people, we have become like stone. We are like amora. My ahadra lehu Navi. What does the Navi respond to the Jewish people after the Jewish people admit that they're like stone and amora? Shimu devar Hashem kitzine stone. So then after they say that they're like stone, so what does the Navi tell them? Not only are you like stone, you're the officers of stone, right? You're the leaders of stone. Kinofik by Omer. When you go out of the bathhouse, what do you say? Amr al-Acha, Moda ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai, Shitzotani min ha'or. Right? When you leave the bathhouse, so what do you say? You say, thank you Hashem for saving me from the fire. Rabbi Avo, ol lebei bani. Rabbi Avo went into the bathhouse. Ifchis bei bani mituse, and amazingly enough, the floor gave out from under the bathhouse. It was obviously a big sakana, because as you said before, so ultimately there was the bathhouses were built on top of a pit, So when the floor gave way, chas v'shalom, it could be a terrible damage, so terrible loss of life. Israchesh le nisa kam ala muda. So what ended up happening is Rabbi Avo was left standing. There was one pillar left standing that supported the floor, and Rabbi Avo was left standing on that pillar. Sheziv mea v'chad gavri b'chad avrei. Not only that, but he ended up grabbing on to 101 people with one arm. Now, what does that mean? It means that they essentially create like a human chain. Now, whether or not 101 is literal or 101 is a little bit of guzma, the point of here is the miracle happened, and Rabbi Avohu was left standing on the one pillar that remained standing, and he saved all these other people. Hainu, excuse me, Chadavrei. Amar Hainu Rav Acha, the Amar Rav Acha, Hanichnas Lahakis Dam, Omer Yiratzam Lopanach Hashem Lokai. I'm sorry. So the Gemara just points out over here that halacha lemaisa, you see that in fact going to the bathhouse was fraught with danger. It's a good idea to say the tefillah, and Rabbi Avohu had this incredible miracle that I happened in. So the Gemara says the following. Alright. Rav Acha said that when a person goes in to let blood, a person should say, Yiratzal Mofanech Hashem Elokai, should be your will, Hashem, that this Asek, this endeavor should be for refuah. Vatir Po'in, should heal me, Ki Kel Rofei Ne'amon Ata, Irufuascha Emes. Because you are the true healer, and it's only your healing that's MS. Lefi she'in darkon shel b'nei adam lirapos, ela shenagu. Because again, at the end of the day, man should not really engage in healing, but we do. But we do. Amr Abayi, the lema in ishachi. Abayi says, no, I don't like the way you conclude that bracha. The Tani Rabbi Yishma, v'rapo yirape. The Torah says, v'rapo yirape, a double ocean of you shall heal. Mikan shenitla rishus lirofe lirapos. No, engaging in healing, engaging in medicine, is not man meddling with the affairs of God, just the opposite. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself who gives man the license to go ahead and heal. So Abaye says, Rav Acha, I don't like the way you end that bracha, or that yiratzo, because the way you end that tefillah is you make it sound that God is the only healer. Man is not permitted to engage in healing, but man interferes because he can't help it. So Abaye, it's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the license to heal. So the Gemara says the following, Ki koi ma'omer. So therefore, when you finish, right? When you finish, what should you say? Amar Rav Acha Baruch Rofei Chinam. Right. Ultimately, what you should say is that God is the one who heals us for free. Right. Baruch Rofei Chinam. Where ultimately, whereas man, you know, you got to pay your copay. Right. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is the one who provides us His healing without any cost. Hanichnas. Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. He leaves off that last suffix of lefisha in darko shol adam bnei adam lerapos ela shenahagu. Rabbi takes out that phrase because he feels it's inappropriate. Hanichnas laveis hakise. If someone walks into the bathroom, so Omer, he says the following. Hiskabdu michubat nerabosa. You have to understand. This Rashi points out over here. Elu hamalochim hamalavin oso. The Gemara brings down that each person is accompanied by two malochim. And therefore, when he goes to the bathroom, the malachim don't accompany him into the bathroom. And so a person else covered to the malachim tells essentially the malachim, you guys wait here. So Hanichnas, someone enters into the bathroom, Omer, he says to the malachim who accompany him, his kabdu michubadim, be honored ones, michubadim kidoshim, mishar se'elyon, right, those who serve God, to new kavo le'elokei Yisrael, give honor to the God of Israel, Harfu mimeni means literally release me. Anche kanes ve'es seritzoni. Let me go in and take care of my needs. Ve'avo aleichem, and I will come back to you. Amr Abaye lo lema ineshachi. Abaye once again says, don't say anything. Why? Dilma shavki le va'azli. Because if you tell the malachim to go ahead and take leave of you, harfu mimeni, take leave of me, maybe they'll go and they won't come back. Ela lema, rather, what should you say? Shimruni, is runi, samchuni. Guard me, help me, support me. Why double lashon? Because of two malochim. Himtinu li, wait for me. Atche ekanes ve'etze, until I go in, take care of my needs and come out. Shekein darkam shel b'nei adam. For this is the way of man. Shabbat said the only difference in Abaye's lashon is that Abaye doesn't say for the malachim to leave, right? Abaye just tells them, you're obviously not going to come in with me. Well, just wait for me. Ki nafik, what do you say when you come out of the bathroom? Omer baruch asher yatzar es ha'adam v'chachma. You say, blessed are you, God, who has fashioned man with wisdom. Uvarav om nikavim chalulim, and has created us with openings and with orifices. Or literally, chalim is hollow cavities. Galui v'yadua lifnei kisei kivodecha. It is known before your great throne. Hashem yifaseach echad meyem. That if one of the things that's closed opens up, or one of the things that's open closes up, we will not be able to stand before you. My chosim, how do we close this bracha? Right? What's the concluding phrase to this bracha? Amar Papa, Rofe Cholim. Rav Papa says that God is the healer of the sick. Amar Shmuel, Kashavinu Abba Lukuli Amo Katsiri. So Shmuel said, right? Shmuel said, Abba is making the whole world like they're sick. Now, what does it mean, Abba saying? If you end the bracha of Rofe Cholim, it makes it sound like everybody's sick, right? And God is the healer of the sick. Ella, what should you say? Rofe Kol Basar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the healer of all flesh. In this case, we're drawing on the divine attribute of healing, that God in fact heals us, even proactively heals us, but not heals us from sickness, but in reality what? Heals us in a proactive fashion that prevents us from getting sick. Rav Sheshe Samar, Mafli Lasos. Rav Sheshe says, no, you should conclude the bracha how? Mafli Lasos, God does wondrous things. So we'll say, we know that the truth is, there's nothing more wondrous that when the body works in the way it's supposed to, right? Nothing more wondrous than when ultimately, you know, we take it for granted, but when everything just works itself out in the way that it's supposed to, incredible pella. So I'm going to pop it up. Papa says, you know what, I like them both. Hilchach nemer l'tavayu. Let's say them both. Rofei kol basar umafli lasos. And this is indeed the concluding bracha v'ashetz. And I will say, I want to just point out, remember we had in the Gemara before that you're not allowed to end the bracha with two themes. So what's the answer? It's the same theme. It's the same theme. Rofei kol basar umafli lasos is really the same idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the proactive healer of all flesh, and this is one of the most wondrous things that God does. HaNichnas Lishon Amitaso, Omer, when someone goes to sleep at night, he says the following. Omer Mishma Yisrael V'ad V'hayayim Shamoah. He says the first, now interesting enough, there's also Machlokes, as to what Ad, right? Is Ad V'ad Bichlal or Ad V'lo Ad Bichlal? So does it mean Jishma V'hafta? Or does it mean Shma V'hafta V'hayayim Shamoah? Until Vayomer. Okay, so that's a machlokes. That's a machlokes. Vayomer, Baruch Hamapil Chevle Shina Alinai Usnuma Ala Papai. We say thank you, Hashem, who goes ahead and brings Chevle Shina, literally the burdens of sleep, upon my eye, Utnuma Ala Papai, Umeir Li Ishon Bas Ein, and illuminates the pupil of my eye. Yiratzel Mefanach Hashem Alokai, should be your will. Or it should be, right? It should be the will before you. God, Shetash Kivin L'Shem, allow me to sleep in peace. Now we also appreciate this much more because we saw the Gemara 3 days ago that said that sleep is 1/60th of death. So now we appreciate Hamapil even more. What we're saying is that let this sleep be a sleep and not death. Shetash Kivin L'Shem, V'sein Chelki B'Sora Secha, and allow my portion to be in your Torah. Rabbi said, an interesting thing they were asking before we go to sleep. What we're saying is, allow my portion to be in your Torah to such a degree that what? That even when I sleep, I'm still considered as if being involved in your Torah. The targileni lide mitzvah. Allow me to become habituated in the ways of mitzvah. The al targileni lide avera. We'll say what we want more than anything in life is not just to do mitzvos, we want regilos in mitzvos. Because when you become regil in something, what does that mean? It's second nature. If all I'm doing is I'm doing mitzvot, so okay, I do a lot of things in life. Mitzvot is one of the things that I do. I don't want to do, I don't want asiyah, I want regilus. I want to become habituated. I want mitzvot and Torah to become second nature to me. Ve'al targileni lidei avera. Don't allow me to become habituated to avera. Ve'al tivieni lidei chet. Don't bring me to sin. Ve'lo lidei avon. Ve'lo lidei nisayon. Don't bring me to challenge, to test. Ve'lo lidei vizayon. Don't allow me to come to humiliation. Ve'yishol b'yetzer tov v'yishol b'yetzer hara. And allow the Yetzer Tov, and not the Yetzahara Tavshita, to have cold over me. V'tatzilini pegara, save me from an evil encounter. Umechalo imroim, from terrible illness. V'ayiv haluni chalomos roim. I will say, we have smicha on dreams already by now. Right? Don't allow any negative dreams to yiv haluni means frighten me. V'hirhurim roim, don't allow me to have any kind of negative thoughts. Utehem mitasi shalim alefanecha. And allow my bed to be complete before it. So what's it actually points out? This is a reference to one's offspring. Shloye psul v'rasha bizari. Allow all of my children to be upright and righteous. Don't allow any kind of negative attributes or any kind of vicious to be found in my children. Vaher inai penishon hamaves. Penish, right? And literally illuminate my eye in the face of death, which is another way of saying let me live. Baruch atah Hashem hameir liolam kulo bichvodo. Blessed are you, Hashem hameir liolam. Illuminate the world in its totality with your glory. Ki mitar omer, when you wake up in the morning, what do you say? Elokein neshama shenasata bi tahora. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, the soul that you gave me. So when I wake up, I reflect on the fact that God has given me back my soul. Hashem, the soul that you've given me is pure and holy. Pure. Ato yitzarta bi, you have fashioned in it. You have fashioned it within me. Ato nefachta bi, you have literally blown it back into me. A reference to the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adma Rishon. Vayipach ba'apav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows life into us every day. Va'ata mishamra bikirbi. And you keep it within me at every moment. So we'll say we're familiar with the famous dude of Lev Yitzchak Berditcher brings down in the Pasuk. I've called Haneshama Tahalel Ka. So the Zohar says, or the Gemara says, what does it mean Kol Neshama? Every soul will bless you. So the Gemara says, Bechol Neshima Uneshima. With every breath you should praise God. So Lev Yitzchak says, what does that mean? He says, every time you exhale, the Neshama yearns to leave the body. Because the neshama does not want to be here. It's struggling to get out. And every time I exhale, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes my neshama back in. That's the pshat. The atam mishamra bikirvi. It's not just that you give me life, it's that what? You keep life in me. Because my neshama wants out, you keep it in. The ata asid litla mi meni. One day you're going to take it from me. Ulach zira bila asidah, but you're going to give it back many times. No shiach. Kol zman she neshama bikirbi. As long as my soul is within me. Mo da'ani lifanecha Hashem elokai v'elokai avosai. I will give thanks to you Hashem, my God, God of my fathers. Ribon kolo, lomi, master of the world. Adon kolo neshamos, master of all the souls. Baruch atu Hashem, hamachazir neshamos livgarim mesim. Blessed are you, God, who puts neshamos back into dead corpses. Ki Yisrael says, this is the bracha we say upon awakening. Interestingly enough, the Gemara says, the Gemara does not bring down Mo Da'ani here. Right? Mo Da'ani is a different Torah, which we'll discuss a different time. Ki Yishama kol karnagolim. Now, we'll say, you have to appreciate one thing, a little bit, one word of introduction to this. Birchos HaShachar, as we have them today, were originally created as, we'll call it, experiential brachos. That you would have a particular experience and you would recite the bracha reflecting that experience. We say them all now together in shul. But once upon a time, a person said this when they had the particular experience. So the Gemara says, Ki shama kol tarnagola, when you hear the sound of the rooster in the morning, so what do you do? Lema, baruch asher nosan lasech vivina, lavchin ben yom avein laila. The understanding of Rashi and others over here according to this Gemara is that sechvi refers to rooster. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes other opinions that says that Sechvi is not a reference to rooster, that Sechvi is actually a reference to Aramaic word for intellect. But we'll go with rooster because it's Pashup Shad. So when you hear the rooster crow, say, thank you Hashem for giving the rooster the understanding to distinguish between night and day. Because we'll say that's how people were getting up for that filmy at 5 o'clock in the morning. Right? The rooster wouldn't crow that early. Right? That's how the rooster crowed. Okay. Ki pasach eine, when you open your eyes in the morning, lema baruch pokeach ivrim. Thank you, God, right, who gives sight to the blind. Ki toritz v'yosef, when you straighten up and sit up, lema, baruch matirasurim, when you sit up in bed, right, you say, baruch matirasurim, blessed are you, God, who literally, matirasurim means, unbinds those who were bound, right, releases those who were bound. Ki lovish, when you get dressed, lema, baruch mabisharum, God clothes the naked. Ki zokif, right, ki zokif, when you go ahead and you stand up straight, lomer, baruch zokif kifufim. God straightens out the crooked. Ki nochis la'ara, when you put your feet down on the ground, lemer, baruch roka aretz alamayim. Thank you, God, for making the ground stable on top of the water. Ki maski, when you begin to walk, lemer, baruch hamechin mitzadei gavar. Right, blessed are you, God, who arranges the steps of man. Kisayi masane, when you put on your shoes, lema baruch sha'asa li kol tzarki. Blessed are you, God, who has arranged, who has given me all of my needs. Well, says shoes are a very big thing in the eyes of Chazal in general. The shoes, that's why, interestingly enough, according to many posts, even contemporarily, some say that the only thing you really make shechianu on are shoes. We don't pass in that way. We make it on more significant things, but shoes really represents a person's ability to tread, to walk, to accomplish. So when you put on your shoes, you say, Sha'asali kol tzarki, God has given me everything. Ki asr himine, when you fasten your belt, lema baruch ozer yisabigvura, blessed are you, God, who girds the Jewish people with strength. Kiporis Sudra Al Reshe, when you cover your head, right? When you put on when you put your cloak or your cap or right your yarmulke on, you say Baruch Oter Yisrael B'Sifara. Blessed are you, God, who crowns the Jewish people with splendor. Kima Atef B'Tzitzis, when you put on your tzitzis, Leima Baruch Asher Ki Dishamu Zosav B'Tzivanu Lisatef B'Tzitzis. Kimanach Tzvilin, when you put on your tzvilin. Adre, when you put the tzvilin on your arm, Leima Baruch Asher Ki Dishamu Zosav B'Tzivanu Laniach Tzvilin. Make the Baruch of Laniach. Areshe, when you put your tzvilin on your head, Leima Baruch Asher Ki Dishamu Zosav B'Tzivanu Amitzvas Tzvilin. You make a second bracha. The boss, I just want to point out, Tosus over here points out, we know that the whole one bracha, two bracha idea by Tosus is a major, major machlok, yes? The way we go ahead and kind of straddle the fence on this is, we say both brachos, but we say Baruch Shem Kivod Nahuso after the bracha Shel Rosh, kind of to hedge our bets a little bit. But I do want to point out that in the event that you were to go ahead and speak in between your Shel Yad and your Shel Rosh and make an interruption, you would have to repeat the bracha of Lahaniach Tfilin on your Shel Rosh, because everyone agrees that the bracha of Lahaniach Tfilin is the primary bracha for Tfilin. It's just as long as you're not interrupting, that Lahaniach goes in the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh as well. Okay? So, Kimash Yadeh, when you wash your hands in the morning, Leima Baruch Asher Kiddusham Zosav Tzivanu on the Tilas Yadayim. Kimash Yadeh, when you wash your face, Leima Baruch Hamavir Chevle Shena Me'enai. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking literally the burdens of sleep off from your eye, right from your eyes, and weariness or drowsiness, sleepiness from your eyelids. It's interesting enough, the Gemara says, you say that when you wash your face, because only when you wash your face do you really you remove sleep, figuratively and literally. And this continues with a Yiratzel. Yiratzel Mefanach Hashem Elokai, Shetargileinu B'Sarasecha, Shebiyu Will God, that I should become habituated with your Torah. So I have to appreciate something. You see what's happening over here? This is the bookend to Hamapil, right? It's the same thematic idea. All of the things we asked for Hamapil before going to sleep is the bracha of this Yiratzom that is part of the elongated bracha of Hamavir Shena Me'elai Usnu Mame Afapai. These are bookend brachos for going to sleep and getting up. Shetagileinu b'sarosecha, make me habituated in your Torah. V'dabkei mitzosecha, allow me to cling in your mitzvos. V'al tibin lo lidei chet, don't bring me to sin. V'lo lidei avon, v'lo lidei nisan, don't bring me to any kind of test or challenges. V'lo lidei vizayom, don't let me be humiliated. V'chof es yisri l'shtabed lach, and literally help subjugate or force my yetzer to be meshubed, to be enslaved to you. V'rachakini mi adam ra, distance me from bad people, u'mechavara, from bad friends, v'dabkini b'yetzer tov, and allow me to cling at the yetzer tov, u'mechavar tov, and a good friend, ba'olamecha, in your world, v'sitneni hayom u'v'chol yom l'chein u'l'chesed l'rachamim b'einecha, and allow me today and every day to find good and chesed and compassion in your eyes, u'be'enei kol ra'ay, in the eyes of everyone else who sees me, v'sigmaleni chasadim tovim, and bestow good chasadim on me, baruch atah Hashem, Gomel Chasodin Tovim Liamo Yisrael. Blessed are you, God, who bestows kindness upon the Jewish people. Now, I will say, obviously, you'll notice a major difference over here. This is phrased in the singular. The reason it's phrased in the singular is because originally these brachos were said by the individual as the individual was going through these daily morning activities. Now that we've kind of put them together as Birchos HaShachar, and we see them together as a Tzibor, everything is phrased in the plural. Chayiv Adam Levarich Ala Ro. So the Gemara said that a person is here. The Gemara says, what does it mean that a person is obligated to go and make a bracha for bad things? The same way that they're obligated to make a bracha for good things. So the Gemara says, so if you say that it's literally the same way that you make hatova hametiv on good things, that you should make hatova hametiv on bad things, that can't be. Because we learned in the Mishnah, Abasoros Tovos Omra Hatova Ametiv, on good tidings you say Hatova Ametiv, God is the good who does, God is the one who is good and does good. Abasoros Raos Omer Baruch Dayan HaMS. But the Mishnah exclusively says that for bad things you say Baruch Dayan HaMS. Amarava, no. Lo Nitzrecha Ela Likabolin Hu Besimcha. You're right. It doesn't mean you make the same bracha. It's two different brachos. For good things Hatova Ametiv, for bad things Dayan HaMS. Do you know what it means? The same way that when good things happen in life, you accept those good things b'simcha, so too when negative things happen in life, I have to accept those b'simcha as well. Amar avachem mishum Rabbi Levi Maikra. What's the pasuk? Chesed u'mishpat ashiru lecha Hashem azameira. So here, actually, let me read this to you in its totality. So the pasuk is from Tehillim. So David Mizmor, Chesed u'mishpat ashiru lecha Hashem azameira. So interesting. What does David HaMelech put in there? He puts in there Chesed u'mishpat. Chesed refers to the good things. Mishpat refers to what? To the difficult things. And yet, what does David HaMelech say? Ashira lecha Hashem azameira. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to go ahead and sing to you and praise you for everything. So the Gemara says, Chesed u'mishpat ashira lecha Hashem azameira. Im chesed ashira v'im mishpat ashira. Right, God, if it's chesed, I'm going to sing to you, and if it's mishpat, I'm going to sing to you. I'm not going to say the same bracha, but either whatever happens to me in life, I'm going to be mekabelet b'simcha. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani amar mehacha. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani learns it out from here. He says, Ba'Hashem, Ba'Hashem ahalel. I'm sorry, I'm just lost the pasuk over here. Ba'Hashem ahalel, Dvar Elokim ahalel, Dvar Ba'Hashem ahalel. So he says, Dvar Ba'Hashem ahalel, Dvar ze, Mida tova Elokim ahalel, Dvar ze, Mida poronus. So over here he's quoting from, this is from also from Tehillim, Elokim ahalel, Dvar Ba'Hashem ahalel, Dvar. So David HaMelech is talking about two different Dvarim. So whatever the Dvar is, if it's a Dvar of Mishpat, ahalel, I'll praise you. If it's a Dvar of Chesed, ahalel, I will praise you. Rabbi Tanchum learns it out from here. Kos Yeshuos Esa, Ubashem Hashem Ekra. Tsara the Yagon Emtsa, Ubashem Hashem Ekra. It's interestingly enough, he's quoting over here from two different psukim. Both from the same capital of Tehillim. So both in capital Kuftes Zayin, 116. So David HaMelech says, Kos Yeshuos Hashem Hashem Ekra, the cup of salvation I will lift up and I will call out in the name of God. That refers to the good things. Right? And in the second pasuk, what does David HaMelech say? Afafuni chevli maves, mitzarei sha'o mitzauni, tsaron v'yagon emtsa, v'shem Hashem Ekra. David HaMelech says in the second pasuk that what? Even when it's tsara v'yagon emtsa, even when it's difficult things, I'm still going to call out to you and thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbanan Amri Mehacha. The rabbis say from here, Hashem Nasan Hashem Lakach, Yihi Shem Hashem Mevorach. God has given, God has taken, the name of Hashem shall be blessed. Amrav Mishum Rabbi Meir, V'chintam Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Li'olam Yehei Adam Rag Yolomar, Kol Da'avid Rachmana L'tav Avid. So let's just finish this up. So he says a person should always become accustomed to saying whatever. So we'll say, now we've just proven that a person is not obligated to make the bracha. There's one bracha for good things. There's one bracha for bad things. But the point is, whether it's good or whether it's bad, a person is obligated to accept it b'simcha. So the Gemara says over here that Rabbi Akiva used to tell people that a person always has to say, whatever God does, he does for good. Ki od Rabbi Akiva, to have a ka'azel ba'archa. This right, so Rabbi Akiva was once traveling. Mata lahi masa. He came to a particular city, Bo Ushpiza. He wanted to find a place to stay, and what happened? Lo Yohevile. No one could accommodate him. Then all the hotel rooms were booked and no one wanted to take him in. Amarle, called the Avid Rachmana Latav Avid Latav, whatever God does is for good. Azil Ubas Bidabra. Right? He went ahead and he went to sleep in the far right. Dabra literally means the midbar. What it means is in desolation. Right? He went to go sleep in the Rashi says Lan Basada. He went to go sleep in the field. Okay. Vahava Bahade Tarnagola Vachamra Vashraga. So what happens? He had with him a rooster, that was to wake him up in the morning, right? A donkey to carry his stuff, and shraga, a candle, so he had a little bit of light. Asa Zeka, a wind came, Kavi the Shraga, and it extinguished the light. Asa Shunra, Achila Tarnagola, the Chagaja. Right? Then what happens? A cat came along and ate the rooster. Asa Arye, a lion came along and ate the donkey. So it's been a rough night for Rabbi Akiva. So now he's sleeping in the middle of the field, middle of nowhere. He's got candles out, right? Rooster's been eaten by the cat and the donkey's been eaten by the lion. So Rabbi Akiva says, Amr kol David Rachmana Latav, right? Latav Bey, whatever God does is for good. So what happened? Bey Balayla Asa Gaisa, Shavi Lamasa. That night what happened? The city was invaded by a group of troops, and the people were taken captive. Amr lehu, lav amri lehu kol mash asa kadosh baruch hu hakol l'tova. So we'll say, here's the interesting chap. So what happened over here? So look at Tab Rashi of Samech Aleph. So Akolatova. So obviously the fact that he couldn't sleep in the city, they don't wanted to take him in, that worked out well, because had he been in the city, he might have been taken captive. What about the rest? Look at Rashi. Ilu haya ner daluk, haya hagayis ro'osi. If my candle was lit, then the soldiers who came and invaded the city would have seen me. The ilu haya hachomer nowhere, or atarnagol kore, haya hagayis ba, v'shova osi. And what would have happened? If the donkey would have brayed, or the rooster would have...
Crowed.
Good. Or the rooster would have crowed. Then, right, then they would have found my position. So, amazingly enough, as much as you can imagine, Rabbi Akiva is sitting there at night wondering, right, why me? Right, why is all this stuff happening? Rabbi Akiva says, I always tell people to remember, called the Avid Rachmana Latav Avid. Whatever God does, although it may be difficult in the short term, ultimately yields long-term positive results. So, let's tap over here. So, again, just a reminder, the schedule for Yom Tov is we're learning each morning, so this is Monday and Tuesday morning, before davening at 8:15. 8:15 in the morning here in the Beis Medrash. Schedule of a Chol HaMoed is going to be a little bit different. So for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to be learning after davening. Emir Tz Hashem. So davening is at 6:30 because of Chol HaMoed. We'll be finished by 7:30. So Emir Tz Hashem will learn from 7:30 to 8:15 or 8:10. Emir Tz Hashem for Chol HaMoed.
In the Sukkah?
In the Sukkah. In the Sukkah, Emir Tz Hashem.
The coffee and
the doctor? There'll be a second doctor. Yeah, Emir Tz Hashem. Emir Tz Hashem.